The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. America's labour market showed signs of cooling. Unemployment in April edged up to 3.9% from 3.8% in March. The Bureau of Labour Statistics reported 175,000 new non-farm jobs, fewer than expected, and well below March's revised figure of 315,000. The release follows a decision by the Federal Reserve to delay cutting interest rates for longer than anticipated to fight stubborn inflation. Police clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters at several college campuses as disruption seen at American universities spread around the world. Some 200 demonstrators were arrested at the University of California, Los Angeles. Quebec's authorities moved to dismantle an encampment at McGill University in Montreal, demanding that their school divests from Israel. Police in Paris removed some 70 student protesters from buildings at Sciences Po University. Authorities in Canada arrested three people in connection with the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a Sikh separatist activist who was shot in Vancouver, British Columbia, in June. Mr. Nijjar's death caused an explosive row when Justin Trudeau, Canada's Prime Minister, linked India, which considered Mr. Nijjar a terrorist, to the killing. Hope Hicks, the communications director of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, took to the stand in the former president's hush money trial in New York. Ms. Hicks testified that, in the days leading up to the election, Mr. Trump told her to deny reports that he had affairs. Prosecutors alleged that Mr. Trump covered up payments that bought the silence of Stormy Daniels, a porn star who says she slept with the former president. Local election results in England and Wales appeared to show that Britain's ruling Conservatives had fared disastrously, losing around 200 of the seats they were defending. The Tories also lost a parliamentary by-election in Blackpool South to Labour on a 26% swing. The general election prospects of Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, look increasingly dim. Escalating violence around El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur in Sudan, has blocked an aid corridor from Chad, the UN World Food Programme said. The Sudanese Armed Forces, the official army, has been at war with the Rapid Support Forces since last April, leaving millions displaced and facing emergency levels of hunger. The UN agency warned that, quote, time is running out to prevent starvation in Darfur. China is taking its space race with America to the dark side of the moon. Its unnamed Chang'e 6 set off to retrieve the world's first samples from the lunar South Pole. Scientists suspect the region might hold water deposits that could help sustain a human presence on the moon. The mission is expected to take around 53 days. Word of the week, malinformation. The spread of verified information with the intent to cause harm or manipulate. Read our full A to Z guide to disinformation at economist.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all.
You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
That's the world in brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.